It was quite grand, but it took shape much too soon. A smooth laugh cascaded from the god's throat. The idiot. Delano cleared his throat. But the girl, Lord Lorcan, she is becoming something of a problem. Another sip of brandy disappeared. She's impressive, isn't she? Rather remarkable, I'd say. Lupre must have been the worst kind of oaf, but he was hardly a pushover. There was absolutely no reason to believe he wouldn't destroy her completely. Do you know what this means?
What, my lord?
One of Delano's most used skills was his ability to recognize questions that were meant to be responded to, not answered. She is getting stronger. Her bond with the sword grows deeper. Soon she will hold her own against gods greater than Lupre without breaking a sweat.
Is that possible, my lord?
Delano could still see her in his mind, standing outside the slaughterhouse with that infernal sword in her hand. She hadn't looked like the successor to the Gladius Solis then, and he would bet she didn't now.
Everything is possible, my dear Delano, as exemplified by the situation we are currently facing. I had hoped it would not be so, but the time has come. I cannot wait any longer.
The brandy swished around the snifter as Lorcan rose from his chair. Delano stepped back.
Lord Lorcan, are you sure?
Perfectly. If not me, then who?
He smiled again.
I shall deal with her myself, and when I am through, she will be less than a spirit's memory.
This recording of Hounded by the Gods was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC, narrated by Holly Adams, a member of SAG-AFTRA, and produced by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Text copyright 2018 by S.T. Branton, C.M. Raymond, and L.E. Barbant. Sound recording copyright 2020, Dreamscape Media, LLC. This recording was produced by arrangement with LMBPN Publishing. Thank you for listening. Please check dreamscapepublishing.com for Dreamscape's latest release.